Story 2. Timmy's Monster. Mom, Dad, there's a monster in my closet. The mom and dad rushed into their son's room. He was hiding under his blanket with his face pale. What happened, Timmy? His mom said. Did you see that monster again? I told you, there are no monsters. It's just your imagination. Timmy was not listening. He is in the closet, he stammered. Come here, his dad said. Let's look together. Timmy climbed off the bed and came to the closet. Are you sure? He said, his whole body shaking. The dad took Timmy's flashlight and they opened the closet. The monster was not there. See? No monsters, his dad said. Now, go to bed. Mom and me are really tired and want to sleep. They went to bed, but 2 hours later, Timmy woke them up again. It had started about a week ago, and the parents were tired of it. Later they had a conversation and came up with an idea. He's not a little baby. He must cope with his fears sooner or later, Timmy's father said. What if it makes it even worse? His wife replied. It can't be worse. Haven't we tried everything lately? The parents discussed the idea and decided to think about it next morning. Timmy, his dad said next evening, today is not your birthday yet, but we have a present for you. Timmy was excited. He loved presents. Jake, his best friend, had given him a box of donuts for his birthday once. Everyone had laughed, but Timmy had loved the present. But now his mom was not so excited. She thought it was not a good idea, but his dad told her it would be all right. Timmy unwrapped a small box and took the present, his eyes wide open. His mom glanced at her husband nervously. The clock in the kitchen was ticking slowly and loudly. Stay cool, Linda, she said to herself. It either works or not. We can't make it worse. Timmy's face was pale and still for a few seconds while he was looking at the present. Then he smiled. Thank you, he said. Can I keep it? Sure, his dad said. Just be careful. It was an